Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good morning, patriots around America and around the world, wherever you guys are all tuning in from. Thank you so much for joining me here at You Made It Political, live from Rochester, New York. We broadcast around the world every single day, 10 a.m. We are going live, and we are on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. We also upload replays to Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, and a whole host of other platforms. Today we have breaking news out of Maricopa County, and if you voted for Trump back in November, you would have known that something wasn't right. We all watched the elections. We watched all of a sudden around 2-3 in the morning, things just got freaking weird. They got really, really weird. All of a sudden, Trump's massive gain, when we thought it was a done deal, all of a sudden it started to turn. First, they stopped the vote. Votes stopped coming in. Why? Since when have we ever stopped votes coming in any election in history? The votes just stopped. So that was red flag number one, for me at least, as I was sitting there on my couch watching the elections unfold at 2 a.m. So that was red flag number one. Red flag number two was how all of a sudden we were finding these ballots. We were finding more and more ballots throughout the country. They were just, these mysterious ballots were coming in. And Trump's massive lead was all of a sudden wiped out by these mystery ballots that were suddenly found all over the country. Whether they're being flown in from around the world, whether they're being found in the corner of these election polls, I don't know, but it just didn't look right. So that was massive flag number two. So big problem for us Trump voters, right? I mean, it was a real serious issue. If you're anything like me, you've been going crazy over trying to understand what the hell went wrong 2020 election. What went wrong? Why did the rules change this election? Well, we know coronavirus played a part of it. We know that states, whether it was constitutionally legal or illegal, they changed laws that allowed the way their residents voted leading up to the election that probably had a lot of flaws in the system, that probably had a lot of discrepancies leading up to the election. Therefore, a lot of these states actually put in ballots that probably shouldn't have been put in the first place. Nevertheless, here we are, months later, still trying to wrap our head around what the hell went wrong. Judges kicked this stuff out. We know they kicked it out. They didn't want anything to do with it. Cowards throughout the country. Then finally, we get it up to SCOTUS. SCOTUS also cowards. But you can't hide from what I'm about to show you. Categorically, it's been proven that in Maricopa County, a report came out, bombshell report, 270,000 lost and ghost votes identified in Maricopa County. We know Maricopa County has played a huge part of trying to uncover what really happened this election. And we knew that if we started to uncover the truth in one county, that they would drop all over the country. So Maricopa County, 270,000 lost and ghost votes identified in Maricopa County, which is 2,600% Biden's victory margin. I mean, it just goes to show that Trump won by a massive, massive landslide. So why is this different than every other bombshell report? Why is this different? It's because experts, attorneys, investigators, they have gone around Maricopa County and said, listen, I don't care what the courts are telling us. I don't care what the polls are telling us. You are seen here registered as a Biden voter. Did you vote for Biden? And they said, no, I did not vote for Biden. I voted for Trump. So we are now going resident by resident by resident, asking them, it says you voted for Biden. Did you vote for Biden? And the answer is no. 270,000 people have been identified. Lost and ghost votes have been identified in Maricopa County. Again, 2,600% Biden's victory margin gone. Totally wiped out. So let me break this down for you all and explain exactly what's going on here. So again, Maricopa County, we've identified exactly who voted for Trump that originally said these people voted for Biden. So an election-changing grassroots canvassing report published this week determined that nearly 270 votes cast in Maricopa County for the 2020 presidential election were either manipulated or missing. Manipulated or missing, 270,000. After conducting interviews with more voters in Arizona's contested county than the number of people that live in an average American city, the Maricopa County Canvas report, authored by Liz Harris, detailed major findings pertaining to the scale that voter fraud was committed. So now it's such a massive amount of people now. It's so widespread at this point that there's just no denying it. It's indisputable at this point. I don't care what any local judge says. I don't care what SCOTUS says. It does not matter. It doesn't matter what the mainstream media says. It's just undeniable at this point. So Liz Harris, who's kind of led the charge on this situation, Harris described the first bombshell finding during an episode of Steve Bannon's War Room, where she explained that more than a third of Arizona canvassers interviewed indicated that they did vote despite that there was no record of them doing so. 34.23% of people that we had a record of not having voted said, "What do you mean? What do you mean? I did vote. There's no record of me voting. Yes, I did vote." So they're saying, "Yes, I did." And that is one of their great findings, Harris said on Wednesday. Where did these votes go? Where did they go? And that's why we're calling these lost votes. So they're actually, they're calling everybody who the polls claim did not vote. And they're saying, "Yes, I did vote." So where are these votes? Well, we know we've seen videos of votes literally being dumped in dumpsters. We saw this. So again, regardless of what you believe, you can't dispute what our eyes see. And we know leading up to the election that we saw couriers dumping ballots in the dumpster. So it kind of makes sense that all of a sudden, all of these people are coming forward and saying, "Hey, where's my vote? I did vote." The number of lost votes the report identified is 173,104, or the equivalent of nearly three Sun Devil stadiums, she added. 2.5 times that stadium is the number of people in Maricopa County whose votes were lost. Let me take you over to Twitter now, and we'll listen to Liz Harrington, okay, reporter for Real One America Voice, discuss in detail the situation. So huge finding out of Arizona today. Grassroots canvas identifies 299,493 lost, ghost, and inaccurate votes. Major fraud. 34% of people canvassed said they voted despite Maricopa County saying they didn't. Where did these votes go? Let's play the video.
Okay, so walk through what you found out in these precincts. So then you extrapolate up, and I'll ask Captain Keschel, being the statistician from military intelligence, about that. But walk us through just what you've actually found before, because it's got a very provocative and explosive headline about lost votes and ghost votes. Just tell us what you actually found in the precincts that you were in.
Okay.
And if we can put that up. By the way, I want to put the math on the precincts up on the screen. Go ahead, ma'am.
Sure. Okay. So understand that the number of people that we interviewed was equivalent to the size of a city, of an average American city. It was actually larger than the average American city. So we have lots of people that we interviewed. And here are the three major findings. Okay, the first one, and this is pretty major. So 34.23% of the people that we canvassed, understand, we canvassed all registered voters. We didn't just canvass the official record. We went to everyone. And 34.23% of people that we had a record of not having voted said, "What do you mean? I voted. Yes, I did." And that is one of our greatest findings. Where did these votes go? And that's why we're calling these lost votes. So if you want to when we extrapolate it, it is the equivalent of 3 Sun Devil stadiums. It was like, well, 2.5 to 3 Sun Devil Stadium. So if you can imagine a Sun Devil Stadium, which holds about 70,000 people, 2.5 times that stadium is what we found, yep, just in Maricopa County, votes being lost.
Yeah. So when you say the lost votes, this is people that are registered voters. When you went to them and asked about whether they voted or not, they said they voted, but it was not logged in that they had voted, correct? I just want to make sure we get
correct.
The terminology correct. Okay.
So this is monumental. I mean, this is a huge finding, people. Huge finding. And again, we are now going straight to people to just ask them, what happened here? What happened in Maricopa County? You know, it says you didn't vote. They're saying they voted. It's just a ridiculous situation. It just takes the whole fraudulent situation to a whole new level. And this is why myself and so many other Trump voters are becoming increasingly frustrated, because not only did they get away with it, but we're just not feeling confident in future elections. Look, we got the Newsom recall election coming up now. Already the Democrats have tried to cheat, and I showed this on a live the other day, a couple weeks ago, of this man being arrested in a parking lot, and they found like 300 ballots in his car. Why are people driving around with ballots in their car? 300 ballots this one person had. He was arrested for it. And uncovered, they found 300 ballots in the car. So people are rounding up these ballots. They're being devious. They're being mischievous. Whose ballots were they? Whose were they? Did these people not get the ballots? Now these people aren't going to be able to vote whether for or against Newsom. And listen, this isn't an all for Trump situation. This could have impacted Biden too. It could impact any future election. This is why we have got to get to the bottom of election integrity and put a stop to this nonsense. Mail-in ballots open this country up for fraud, full stop. Full stop, it opens up the country for fraud. Let's see what the American people have to say about the fact that 270,000 lost votes were identified in Maricopa County, wiping out Biden's 2,600% margin. Beth says, if the people who had the authority to do something about the fraud would have acted when they should, we wouldn't be in this mess right now. It's beyond sickening that they wouldn't even question or allow evidence to be brought before them for review. America, as we once knew it, died that day. And unless something is done about it, we will never see her again. Beyond frustrating, beyond heartbreaking, beyond words. God save us and God save America. Exactly right, Beth. That's exactly right. America died that day. America died the day that we realized, the American people, that fraud occurred within our election process. That fraud occurred. Patsy said, good news from Maricopa County. Next good news will come from Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Let's get going with these audits. Before long, the truth will come out and the rightful president will be in place. I'm not sure about that. I more than anybody would love for Trump to be reinstated. I love for him to walk right into the White House and be like, oh, thank you, Biden. Get the hell out of my seat. You cheated. I'm the president. I just don't see that happening. I think all we can do now is focus on the next presidential election, 2024. Just get Trump back in, hit the polls. Hopefully, Republicans have been working around the clock to try to secure election integrity. That's all I can personally hope for at this point. Lisa, and this is exactly what I'm thinking, why doesn't someone do something about it? I'm so tired of hearing this, and nothing is being done. Nothing is being done. And I'll tell you why nothing's being done. This is why nothing's being done. It's disgusting. It's because the judges in these counties don't have a backbone. They're cowards. They're cowards. They don't want to do what's right for America. They would rather do what's right for their own political career and their own political agenda. They'd rather do what's right based on their own monetary gain that they stand to benefit from by not doing the right thing. And this is America now. Land of the fraud. Home of the corrupt. Because that's what it is. We don't want to get to the bottom of anything. Look at coronavirus. All for financial gain for Big Pharma. Look at Joe Biden peddling the vaccine as if he's a used car salesman trying to hit his target on a daily basis. It's not to protect the American people. It's to make everybody, it's to make Big Pharma rich. It's to make politicians rich. Trump was in the way of that happening. They had to get rid of Donald Trump. They had to. They had to get rid of this man. They could not let Trump win again. He wasn't even supposed to win the first time around. But we got him through the system. We got him through. We got him in. And then he got a little bit too close to the truth. So he was canceled by Twitter, canceled by Facebook, canceled by YouTube, canceled by Democrats. He was canceled. Canceled by fraud. Let's take another look at a video here, also by Liz Harrington, who is leading the charge on identifying the fact that 270,000 lost votes have been identified for Trump. An estimated 96,389 mail-in ballots came out of addresses where they could not have possibly been cast by the voter that the vote was registered to. And again, they are estimating on the low side. Let's take a look at this video.
Okay. But the good old-fashioned way on the ballot counting and canvas. And remember, Peter Navarro, who spent more time on this than anybody, it's the canvas, not the count. That's Navarro's dictum. And you can see this in this kind of shocking analysis that Liz Harris has done after they've gone out and knocked on, what, 11,000 doors and had 4,900 respondents. Okay? Still probably one of the biggest canvases around. Just in Maricopa County. And Seth Kessler, when we get here in a second, remember, all of this certified and approved by Republicans. I just want everybody in the audience to understand that. So tell us about ghost votes. You talked about lost votes. Tell us about ghost votes.
So, Steve, if someone lived in your basement, your attic, your garage, your guest bedroom, I think you'd know about it, wouldn't you? Well, we found an estimated 96,389 votes that came out of addresses where the mail-in ballots could not have possibly been cast by the voter that the vote was registered to. And the way we got to this number is that 5.66% of all mail-in voters, and overall there were 1.7 million mail-in voters. And when you take 5.66% of that number, you know, as Seth will confirm, that's how you get the estimate of 96,000. 389 mail-in. And again, we're estimating on the low side.
So this is all really starting to come to light now. We've had independent investigators now get out there and do the jobs that we thought our attorneys, judges, local officials, politicians, Republicans would be doing, and they are not doing it. So we now have independent investigators going out there and saying, the hell with all of you people. We're just going to start asking. We're going to start asking everybody independently what the hell happened. I mean, they're covering ground. They're covering tens of thousands. I mean, there's a reason that everybody's obsessing over the election fraud that happened. There's a reason, because they know they're being lied to. They know. They're obsessing over this. It's no longer about clickbait. And I'll be the first to know. In the beginning, I thought these people were just doing it to get clicks, because the more clicks they get on their social media channels, the more money they make from ad revenue. So I was like, guys, be careful. It's clickbait. Don't believe everything you see. But they kept going and going and going and going. And I started to think, you know, wait a second. Maybe this isn't clickbait. Maybe they're really onto something. And after seeing things like this, after learning that after the Maricopa County audit was done by independent people now, that 270,000 lost and ghost votes identified in Maricopa County wiped out Biden's 2,600% margin. And that is just one county, people. One county. So this bombshell report that's just come out, you know, I have to believe that there's something very, very wrong here. I mean, I've always believed it. I always believed it. And I will tell this, because some of you have listened to me talk about election fraud for the last, 7-8 months here. I've always believed that there was fraud. I just wasn't convinced that it was enough to overturn the election. I'll be the first to admit it. Okay, I'll be the first to admit it, because if I don't say that, some of you guys are going to call me out and say, wait a second, you said that you didn't believe that. Well, you're right. I just didn't know. I needed to see enough data. Like all of you, I needed to see the data. I needed to see the data. Okay, so I had my doubts. I was a little bit skeptical. But now that we see people being asked independently, door to door, hey, it says you didn't vote. It says you didn't vote. Did you vote? Yes, I voted. Or, hey, it says you voted for Biden. Did you vote for Biden? No, I did not vote for Biden. Okay, thank you. And we're now tallying up all of these lost identities, these ghost identities, which are equaling in one county, Maricopa County, 270,000 lost and ghost votes. So the American people are pissed. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous. And we need to now uncover the truth in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania as well. We need to keep these audits going. If they have to go all the way up to the 2024 election, so be it. And we need to help these people along. It costs a lot of money for these people to do their independent audits. And know the audit that they did before, that the so-called recounts did. All they did was recount the same fraud. That's not an audit. That's called a recount. That's a recount of the same crappy situation that we found ourselves in the first time around. So now a real audit, a real independent audit, which is being done, is exactly what America needs. And I'll ask you this. If Biden knew that they won, if he was really that confident, why didn't Biden call for the first thing I would have done if I was Biden to reassure the American people that nothing wrong happened here would be to call an independent audit myself. That's what I would be doing. I would say, hey, listen, just to calm everybody down, just to calm you all down, I'm going to do an independent audit. I'm going to do that for you, the American people, so you know I deserve to be here. He hasn't done it. The Democrats have never done it. Why? Why haven't they done it? If they've got nothing to lose, nothing to hide here, why the hell haven't they called for an independent audit? Just to calm everybody's nerve down. Then I'd have a lot more respect for Joe Biden. I'd have a lot more respect for the American people. I mean, for the Democratic Party. Because they said, hey, listen, I know you're all nervous right now. Okay? First order of business is to let you guys know and to reassure all of you, the American people, that I deserve to be in the Oval Office. Okay, Joe. Well done. And then if we went through these audits, independent, like they're doing now, and they went door to freaking door and they asked everybody, if they said, here's all the people that we see in these counties that didn't vote, we're going to now go door to door and ask them, did you vote? What happened? And we're going to find out, and we're going to get to the bottom of it once and for all. And then if Biden was still the rightful winner, great, I'll shut up. And I think most of America would shut up. But that's never going to happen. Why? Because Biden and the Democrats know something doesn't smell right. And it never did. With mail-in ballots, you are always going to have fraud involved, just like what's going on with Newsom right now in California. If that guy wins, if he wins this recall election, then I'm done. There's no disputing that fraud occurs around this country and that mail-in ballots need to come to an end now, like right freaking now, until we can really make sure this mail-in ballot situation is ironclad, that is just watertight, and that nobody is able to cheat. But cheating's going to continue as long as we have such reckless mail-in balloting. Look, coronavirus is over. I don't care what anybody says about this freaking Delta variant. I don't care what anybody says about hospitals are over capacity, which they are not. They're understaffed. They are not over capacity. We do not have a pandemic anymore. We do not have a pandemic to the tune that the media continues to mislead and lie about. They're only doing this because they want to make sure they're able to cheat again for Newsom's recall election. And then next year, the 2022 primaries. We need to put an end to this now. And Republican states are fighting. We need Democrats to get their heads out of their asses and start falling in line with election integrity. Or there's going to be a real, real messy situation here in Democrat states, including my hometown state of New York. So what do the American people have to say about the fact that 270,000 lost votes have been identified for Trump? If you're just joining us, here's the deal. Here's the deal, and this is why this bombshell report is so much more important than any others that we've disclosed in the past, because private investigators are now going door to door with a voter roll of people that claim did not vote, and they're asking these people one by one. It says you did not vote, and it says you didn't vote. Did you vote? And they're saying yes, I voted. Or they're saying, hey, it shows that you voted for Biden. Did you vote for Biden? They're saying no, I did not. I voted for Trump. Ashley says, if an athlete is found to have cheated, they have to forfeit their medals and titles. This should be no different. Absolutely, Ashley. Absolutely. Except, although there's proof, nobody's actually calling the game. It's like a referee who knows the other team won, but they refuse to call it. That's the deal right now. It's very, very sad. Jamie says, MAGA Americans across America should file a lawsuit in every single state to have the 2020 elections decertification. This is our legal, lawful right to protect our voting rights in a national election that was stolen from the American voters. James says 32% of people in the canvassing stated they didn't vote. 32% of the people in the canvassing stated they didn't vote, though records say they did vote. Ghost voters otherwise said they voted, but no record of it. Missing votes. Where are the missing votes? Where are they? Where are these missing votes? We've now gone and we've looked at these people. We've asked these people personally, what happened here? I mean, you can't get any more accurate than going straight to the doors of these people. You just can't. So where are the missing votes? It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Today's a short today. Like most of you around America, it's my son's first day of school, and I'm looking forward to it. As a father of a little four-year-old, he gets to go into pre-K today. I'm very excited about that. We're lucky and fortunate enough to live right on the school property, so we get to walk across the soccer fields, and I'm going to go to his little orientation today. So for all of you who are sending your kids to school, I wish you the best of luck this week. I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's going to be difficult, especially for those of you who have to watch them go to school in Democrat states with their masks on. But here, this is what I would say to you all. Fight. Fight the mask mandate, as I will be fighting the mask mandate, like these people here who fought the mask mandate. We're trying to find out what town it was, but in this town in America, and I'm going to pull it up for you guys in just a second. I'll play it for you in just a minute. But students have been defying the mask mandates while parents cheer them on. So let me play this video for you real quick.
Repercussions if they don't have a mask.
If you don't want to go in, you don't have to.
What if they do?
I'm not going to force anybody. I'm not putting masks on anybody. That's not my job. The order.
So they can go in without the mask.
This is a county health department order.
Okay.
And a policy of the school.
Right.
That if anybody that's going to go in, they got to have a mask on.
There is no policy.
I'm not arguing.
Okay, so they can go in, guys.
They can go in.
They can go in. Go on in, guys.
Go in.
Well, they can't enforce it. Yeah.
You guys, they can't touch you. Just go ahead and go in.
They can't touch us. Go in.
They cannot touch you.
Go in. They can't touch us.
They can't touch you guys.
It's a mandate.
No pushing.
You can yell at our students. Oh, yeah. Drink a bottle of water. Eat food.
They cannot touch you, you guys. There you go. Be kind and show respect. I love you guys.
So that's great. That's freaking great. And that's what I encourage all parents around the country to do as they get ready to send their kids back to school, especially in Democrat states who they're still requiring us to wear masks. Just defy it. It's not a policy. It's not a school policy. The Department of Health can't issue laws. It's as simple as that. And the parents need to support these kids. And I really encourage everybody, I challenge all of you parents around the country in these Democratic states where tyranny and government overreach is at all-time highs, to just tell the kids and support them. Go in, show up at the school with them and say, go in the school, go in without a mask. They can't touch the kids. They can't enforce it. They're exactly the right. And I loved how the parents were still telling the kids as they were walking there without their masks to be polite and respectful. Be kind and respectful. That's got to be the name of the game. Hey, it's a conservative way. We don't burn down buildings to get our way. We don't light cop cars on fire. We don't kill people when we're mad. We're polite and respectful. But we need to fight. You guys have a great rest of the day. We will see you. We will see you every day live here, 10 o'clock in the morning. I stream to Facebook, YouTube, Rumble now. We're live on Rumble as well as Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, and a host of other podcast platforms. Thank you so much for joining me. You have a great, great week. Like I said, if you're parents of young children or old children or children, whatever, grandchildren that's getting ready to send the kids to school, I know it's very exciting. We got to make it exciting, but we got to keep fighting. We got to keep fighting for our rights, fight for our freedoms, and keep your eyes on the audits. Wisconsin and Pennsylvania up next. It's not just Maricopa County that we're dealing with. Not just Maricopa County. We're dealing with widespread fraud throughout all of the different states, throughout all these different counties. We got to get to the bottom of it. We got to get to the bottom of it if we ever want to have election integrity again. You have a great rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.